Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Tezvav. We left off on Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis is going to be continuing to discuss cases where there's one bia but multiple isurim on that single bia because you have a dynamic relationship, that the person has an unusual kind of relationship. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Tezvav Amud Aleph, is going to start a series of Mishnayos where Rabbi Akiva asks Shailos to the Chachamim. The first in the series relates to this kind of topic, for being Boel, how many Chiyuvim are you Chayiv, for being Boel, a woman with multiple Isurim of Achos, which is a similar theme to what we've been discussing. Now the Gemara is going to talk about what about multiple Bios on a single Erva, just multiple Maisa Bios, whether there are going to be multiple Chiyuvim or not. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Tumah status of a dangling limb from a person. Why would we be talking about that? Because it's another Shaila that Rabbi Akiva asked the Chachamim in this chance meeting that he had with them. And then the next Mishnah is going to discuss Shchut Echutz or Nosar on five different Karbanos and how many Chiyuvim there are for that. Also only related in that it was a Shaila that Rabbi Akiva had asked the Chachamim. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Haba al Chamoso, Chayev Aleha Mishum Chamoso, VeKalaso VeEshes Achiv. Sometimes a person could be Boel, his mother-in-law, and he's going to be Chayev multiple Karbanos Chatos. For his mother-in-law, because he married her daughter, and for his daughter-in-law, because she is married to his son, and VeEshes Achiv, she's married to his brother, so she's his brother's wife, and Ve'eshes Achiyav Aviv, she's also his father's brother's wife, and Va'achos Ishto, she's his wife's sister, and Ve'eshes Ish, she's a married woman, V'nida, and she's a Nida. V'chein haba al Eim Chamiv, and also the same thing would be true if a person is Boel, the mother of his father-in-law, that he violates, he could still violate all of these Isurim, Ve'aleim Chamoso, or the mother of his mother-in-law, because when the Torah asers Isha Ubita, the Torah asers Bas Bita, and Bas Bas Bita, Ad Sof Kaladoros as well. Rabbi Yochum and Nuri Omer, Haba al Chamoso, Chayiv Aleha Mishum Chamoso, someone could be Boel, it's possible to have a case where someone is Boel, his mother-in-law, and he's Chayiv for Chamoso, Ve'im Chamoso, and the mother of his mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law, if he could have all three Isurim in the same person. So in a case where he's married to three women, he was married to three women Beheter, the Bas Rachel, the Bas Binah, and the Bas Bita. So it turns out that Rachel is his mother-in-law, the mother of his mother-in-law, and the mother of his father-in-law. That's how they set up the case. So Amr lo, so they said back to him, Shloshon Shem Echareim. No, in that case, all three Isurim are included in the words Isha Ubita in the Torah. The Torah says, Ervas Isha Ubita lo sigale, es bas minav es bas bita lo sikach legalos ervasa she'ereina zimahi. So it's all included in one Isur, and therefore, presumably, you should not be chayiv three separate times. So says the Gemara, Amr Ablazar, Amr Abashaya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'sumchus Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah says that you could be chayv three separate chataos, even though the three Isurim are all derived from the same place. That is aligned with Sumchus, who says that idea in a totally different context. That when you have three different Isurim that are all derived from the same place, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv three separate chataos. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Damar, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, like we just said in our Mishnah, that if someone who's Boel Chamoso, who happens to also be Eim Chamoso, and happens to also be Eim Chamav, he's chayiv shlosha chataos, even though they're all derived from the pasuk of Isha Ubita. Sumchus Mahi, where do we find Sumchus saying such a similar idea? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin when it talks about shechting a behema and its mother on the same day. The pasuk says, Osov Espinol, Los Ishchatu, Biyom Echad, that you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its mother on the same day. So it talks about Shchata Ve'ezbas Bita. What if you shecht generation 1 and generation 3, and then Vachar Kach Shachatas Bita, and then you shecht the middle generation. So at the same time, you violated both Isurim, because the daughter of the first animal that you shechted and the mother of the second animal that you shechted are the same animal. So with that one Maisa, you violate Osov Espino twice. So Sofek Es Arbaim, you get 40 Malchios, even though it's two separate Isurim that you did, but since they're both coming from the same Lav, you only have one Malchus. Sumchus Omer Mishum Rameir, Sofek Shmonim. And Sumchus says, no, even though it's all from Osov Espino, you get 80 Malchios, and that seems to be aligned with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a person could be chayiv multiple times, even though he only violated one Lav. Samarava, nah, it's not such a great comparison. The Dilma Lohi, maybe the two Shitos are not perfectly aligned. They're not following the same Svara, because Ad Kad no kam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Hacha El Mishum Shemutz Mechlakin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri only says what he says in our Mishnah by the mother-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law and the mother of his father-in-law. That's only because each Isser has its own shame. Dimikarya Chamoso, this woman is called his mother-in-law. Umikarya Eim Chamoso, and is also his mother-in-law's mother. Umikarya Eim Chamiv, and is also his father-in-law's mother. So we consider that as if he violated multiple Isurim, so he's chayiv multiple times. Avalgabe Osov Espino, Dekulu Osov Espino Mikaryan. But when it comes to Osov Espino, where all of the Isurim he violated are all called Osov Espino, they all have the same title, Dein Shemos Mukhlakin, lo, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold like the Tanakama who disagrees with the Sumchus and would say you only get 40 Malchios and not 80 Malchios because you only violated the Avera of Osov Espino. And the Gemara rejects Rav Hoshea in a different way as well. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Dilma ad kal no kamar sumchus el gabe osov espino de gufin muchlakin. Maybe sumchus only says you get 80 malchios in the case of osov espino because the mechayvim of the malchus were different animals. Generation 1 was Mechayev, one of the Malkios, and generation 3 was Mechayev, the other one of the Malkios, even though what actually finalized the Chiyuv was a single Maisa of Shechting generation 2, but the Mechayev behind it were Guf and Mechlakin. Aval Hacha, but over here in our Mishnah, Dein Guf and Mechlakin, it's talking about the same woman. So there's no Guf and Mechlakin. She's just Usher from multiple angles. Say, Emak Rabbi Avoa and Rabbi Yochanan Svirle. Maybe Sumchus holds like Rabbi Avoa and Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Avoa and Rabbi Yochanan. She'era Heina Zima Hi. Hakosav Asah and Lekulan Zima Achas. When the Pasuk talks about being Boel Isha Ubita, the Torah says, She'era Heina Zima Hi. And we see that the Torah takes all of those people who are Aser because of Ervas Isha Ubita and makes it a single Zima that you chayiv only on one Lav. And that's why Sumchus holds like the Chacham in our Mishnah that you're only going to be chayiv one Karban because of the Isser of Isha Ubita, even though that woman has multiple Isurim attached to her. She's Chamoso, she's Eim Chamoso, and she's Eim Chamiv. So that's why the two Machlokos don't necessarily perfectly align with each other. Okay, now we begin the series of Mishnayos where Rabbi Akiva asks Shailas. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. Shalti Yisrael M'Gamliel V'Rabbi Yeshua Be'itlis Shel Ima'um. That I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua the following Shailas in the Shuk of the city of Ima'um. Shaholchu Likach Behema L'Mishta B'Dol Shel Rabbi Gamliel. What were they doing in the Shuk? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had gone to purchase a Behema for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So they were running errands prior to making a chasana, and he happened to see them in the store. So he asked them the following shailas. Before we even get to the shailas, already the Rishonim are bothered by why this detail is at all necessary. Who cares where he saw them, whether he saw them in the Beis Medrash or whether he saw them in the Shuk. The bottom line is they had a Torah conversation. Let's hear what the Torah conversation is. The Rashi Maseches Makos says it was a Shuk of Basar. It was a place where they sold meat. So the Tos Yishanim over here writes that the Mishnah tells us this to let us know that even though they were busy buying a Behema L'Mishta, they were still Osik B'Divrei Torah. And the Achronim take that to and and run with it, that a person is always supposed to be osik b'divrei Torah as long as his mind doesn't have to be preoccupied with something else. I mean, very often a person is working, but the work that we're doing, sometimes we have to be focused on the work, but sometimes it's a rote activity, or we're just cleaning up the office or something, and at that point the hirur b'divrei Torah should still be something that now it's easier to do. You could just play something and listen to it. You don't have to like come up with it on your own. It doesn't have to come from within. But a person should try to be maharer b'divrei Torah when his mind is not otherwise occupied. So they were busy being osik b'divrei Torah. They were talking and learning because they can have conversations while they're in the store. So that's what their conversations were about. So that's what Tosfos Yeshanim points out. The Aruch Lener adds that the Mishnah is telling us something else as well. That a nasi shemachal al kavodo kavodo machal, and therefore Rav Gamliel, who's a nasi Yisrael, went for himself to buy the basar for the people that he invited to the wedding. So it wasn't something that was beneath his dignity to do, because he was allowed to be mochel on his kavod. It would have been beneath his dignity, but he was mochel. Tiferes Yisrael adds a third point. In the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, he writes that the Mishnah is telling us that even though Rav Gamliel was the nasi and Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Akiva wasn't afraid to ask them questions that were not nogei lemaisa, and he knew that they would listen to him and they would have the patience to deal with him. Meaning they could have said, look, we're busy people. We are very, very important people. You're asking us these random questions that you haven't learning. I mean, go ask your Rebbe in Yeshiva. What are you bothering us? But no, they had the patience and they had the anivos to deal with it. And also, he says, that even though it was a shuk, and it was a place where there were a lot of people, they weren't afraid to say that they didn't know the answer. Sometimes, in front of other people, a person is embarrassed to say, you know, he's supposed to be this big Talmud Chacham, he's embarrassed to say he doesn't know the answer. So that's a very important mussar, that a person should not be embarrassed to say that he doesn't know the answer. You have to be honest about what you know and what you don't know, and that's the way a person is going to learn more. No one disrespects, I don't think, that people respect a person less when they say that they don't know, when they give an honest, I don't know. Certainly a teacher of students, if a student asks a question and a teacher fudges and makes something else, that's when they lose respect for the teacher. But if the teacher says, look, it's a good question, I don't know, usually that's all the kid needs. He doesn't even need the answer. He just wants to hear that it was a good question. But sometimes he actually needs, he would like an answer, so he says, I'll look into it and I'll try to find an answer. I always tell my children, who's the smartest person you've ever met? Rav Shechter is the smartest person you've ever met, the biggest Talmud Chacham you've ever met. Who says, I don't know more than anybody else? He always says, I don't know. Sometimes it just means other things, but he always says, I don't know. A person shouldn't be embarrassed. Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, they weren't embarrassed to say, I don't know. So anyway, so what was Rabbi Kiva's Shaila? Haba alachoso, va'alachos aviv, alachos imo, mahu. If a person is Boel, his own sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, so what's the halacha? Chayiv achas al kulan, or chayiv al kol achas v'achas? Is he chayiv once for all of them, or chayiv separately for each of them? Amr lo shamanu. They said, we never heard it. We don't have a tradition exactly on this halacha, avol shamanu, but we do have a tradition on the following, and maybe we can make it sushtel. Haba al chamesh nashav nidos, if a person is boel all five of his wives while they're nidos, behelem echas, in one period of forgetfulness, he didn't know about the avera between one bia and the other, shuchayv al kolachas v'achas, he's chayv in each one of those bios, v'romamadnu shadvarim kal v'chomer, and we think that it's a kal v'chomer, because benidos, it's the same iser mamish of bias nida, and nevertheless, he's Chayiv Chamesh, so Kol Shekhen over here, where it's not the same Isser Mamish, they're just all the same min of Isser, meaning they're all a form of Achos, but one is Achoso, one is Achos Aviv, one is Achos Imo, so they're related Isurim, but they're not, no pun intended, but they're not Isurim, the same Isser Mamish, so for sure he's going to be Chayiv Al Kolachas V'Achas. So it says, Marhechi Dami, what exactly was Rabbi Kiva's case of Achoso, Achoso, Achos Imo? Ilim Keduktan. If it's like the Mishnah sounds like, that we're talking about a person who had three different bios. He slept with three different women. One was Achosa, one was Achos Aviv, one was Achos Imo. Mighty Baile, Hare Shemos Mechlakin, Hare Guven Mechlakin. What's the Shaila exactly? It's three different Isurim, three different people. So of course you're going to be Chayiv Shalosh Chatos. How could Rabbi Kiva not be sure about such a Shaila? Ela Hachi Katani. No, here's what he really meant to say. Haba al Achoso, Shehi Achos Aviv, Shehi Achos Imo. It was one woman. It was a woman who was also his, not only his sister, but also his father's sister and his mother's sister. So chayiv achas al kulam, chayiv al kolachas viachas. Are you chayiv for the three separate isurim, or do you say you chayiv for the one woman? So mahu, what's the din? Mi aminan hare shemos mechalkin. Do we say, well, these are three different averos, and therefore it's three chatos? Odil mahare ein gufin mechalkin. They're all the same woman, so maybe you're only chayiv a single chatas. So you see that there's a tzad to say that because they're shemos mechalkin, you be chayiv al kolachas vachas, even though they're not gufin mechalkin. Tosos raises the question that by arayos, the Gemara required a drasha from a pasuk, isha lechayiv al kol isha v'isha, and that's only when they're gufin mechalkin. So how could we have thought over here that you chayiv three chatos for shemos mechalkin alone without gufin mechalkin? So Tosos suggests that according to Rabbi Akiva, it was pashut that by gufin mechalkin you have a chayiv al kolachas vachas even without that pasuk. So his suffix was how to utilize that pasuk. What would be the din when they're only shemos mechalkin and not gufin mechalkin? Because he didn't think I needed a pasuk to tell me gufin mechalkin. So Amru Lo, so Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, say back to Rabbi Akiva, Lo Shamanu, we don't know exactly in that case where it's one woman and three Isurim, Aval Shamanu, Habal Chamesh Nashim Nidos Basach, Hashu Sheim Echad, Shekhaiv Al Kalach Zach Mishim Nida, that if a person is Boel, five wives who are all Nidos, that he's Chayiv five times. Varinu Shadvar Mekal V'chomer, Uma Habal Chamesh Nashim Nidos Basach, Hashu Sheim Echad, if someone is Boel, five nidos in one time, which is one is shame of Isr Nida, and nevertheless, chayv al kolachas v'achas, he's still going to be chayv five separate times, even though, what aver did he violate? Nida, and Nida, and Nida, and Nida, it's only the same shame Isr. Sa achos, shiachos av, shiachos imo, shein shlosh shemos. But you have a person who's his sister, and also his father's sister, and also his mother's sister. The Gemara is going to explain how you can pull off such a trick, but she's a sister from three angles. Shein shlosh shemos, with three yisurim, ain't so of course you're going to be chayiv on each and every one. So that was their kal v'chomer. So ask the Gemara, ika lemifrach. Well, wait a second. That kal v'chomer is not really a very strong kal v'chomer because mal chamesh nidos shekein gufin muchlakin. Right? The chamesh nidos, they're five different women. So that's why you're chayiv five times. Don't tell me kal v'chomer that if you're chayiv five times on the five nidos, then for sure you're going to be chayiv three times on achosu shiachosav shiachos imo. No, achosu shiachos is one person, so that's not a raya. Ella, so you have to say that the case of achos shiachosav shiachosimo is derived from the pasuk Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Ervas achoso gila lechayev al achoso shiachosav shiachosimo, to tell me that you have three chatos. From the fact that the Torah repeats ervas achoso gila after saying the isha sheikach es achoso basavo basimo, right? It already defined the relationship, and then it said, "Oh, and when you did that, ervas achoso gila." So avono yisa. So why does it have to repeat that phrase? That's to tell me that you're chayiv separately for every type of iser achoso. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Mishkachasla. How do you have such a case where the same woman is his own sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? Birushia Barushia, a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Now what happened? Sheba al Imo. This guy's father was Boel, his own mother. Vaholid Shte Banos, and they had two daughters. Vachazru Ba al Achas Mehen, and then he was Boel, one of his own daughters, who's also his half sister. Vaholid Bein, and they had a son. Uba Beno, and that second Rasha, that son was Boel al Achos Imo, Shehi Achoso, his mother's sister, who's also his sister because they share the same father. She Achos Aviv, and is also his father's sister because he was Boel, his own mother. So that the Bas, that's Nolad from his mother, is also his sister. Davle Rishia, Barishia, and that way it's a Rishia, it's a Rasha ben Rasha. That's how you can set up such a case. The Aruch Liner is bothered in the Lashon of the Gemara that it calls him a Rasha ben Rasha. From the fact that we're talking about Chiyuvei Chata'os, L'chora, we're talking about people who did this Avera B'shogeg. So it's a little harsh. I mean, he did it. I mean, it's a very unlucky Avera to have done. But the whole thing is Shogeg. There was no Mazer over here. So how can you call him a Rasha? So he's Miyashev B'dochak, that since the din is derived from Psukim that talk about a Chiyuv Kares, and by Kares, obviously, we're talking about where he did it B'mezid, so that's why he's called the Rasha. So the Gemara says, even by a Shoga case, we continue to use the terminology of Rasha. The Sefer Kesar Yeshua, he says that even the over Aver B'Shoga is called the Rasha. The Gemara says, Maseches Makos in Daf Yud, the Gemara Darshan from Pasuk, Mirushaim Yetzei Rasha, that B'Meh Kosim Medaber B'Shnaim Shargos Nefesh, Echad B'Shoga V'Echad B'Mezid, and that two people kill someone, one B'Shoga, one B'Mezid, that they're both Rashaim, that even someone who doesn't have Aver B'Shoga is considered to be a Rasha. Meaning a shogeg is not ones. We have to realize that there are three categories. There's mezid, there's shogeg, there's ones. Ones is mamish out of his control. He had nothing to do with it. It was and therefore anus rachmana patre. He's going to be part of ones. Why is he taka chayv a carbon for a shogeg? What did he do wrong? Why does he need any kapara? What did he do wrong? Elamai, shogeg is a lack of attention, that a person should have been more careful. How does an accident like that happen? That he's boal achos o shiachos av shiachos shiachos imo. Meaning it's someone that's not paying attention to the way he's running his life. So that's going to be that's the aver of shogeg. That's the Ramban al Torah. The Ramban describes when a person is zorik the dam of a chatas. He says the person has to have in his mind that it's as if it's his dam that really should have been thrown on the mizbeach. Sounds very harsh for someone who did an aver of shogeg, that he deserves to die, that he's the one that violated the will of Hashem, and yet this animal is dying in his place, and it sounds very 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 harsh. But the idea is, we have to remember that a shogeg is not something that's out of his control. A shogeg is something that a person does have the ability to control. We just have to be a little more mindful of that which we do. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses a brisa about a person who's boel kama bios on an erva. Tan rabbanan ba'aleha v'chazru ba'aleha v'chazru ba'aleha. He finds one usher woman and he keeps on being boel her over and over again. So it's not that it's multiple women, same woman, just multiple bios. Chayev al kol achas v'achas div Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says he's chayev for each bia. V'cham rominu chayev al achas. No, he's only chayev once. Umodim chacham Rebbe Eliezer, and the chacham agreed Rebbe Eliezer biba al chamish nashav nidos v'bas achas, that if he's boel his five nido wives all at one time, shu chayev al kol achas v'achas. It is chayev for each one separately. Hol v'hu garam lahen, because he's the gorem of his wives to be chayv on each one a single carbon, and that's why he brings a carbon chatos on each one, meaning each of them are going to be chayv a carbon on account of him, so therefore he's going to be chayv a separate carbon for each one of them, so for his relationship with each one of them. So Amar Rav L'Rav Nachman Miyam Rinan Hol V'Hu Garmlan, is that really a svara, the idea that he caused them to be chayv, so if he was mechayv them five different carbonos, so he should be chayv five different carbonos? Tanya, but we have a brisa. If a person is boel one of the arayos five times, v'hu behelam echas, he violates all five in one helam. He didn't realize in between that he had violated the avera. V'hi b'chamisha alemos. But that woman that he was with realized in between what she had done, and then kept on forgetting again. But she had a yediyas hachet in between each and every one. Who ain't chayev el achas? V'chayev sol kol achas v'achas. He's only chayev once, even though she's chayev five times. Because for him it was helam echad. For her it was five helamos. But if you're going to say such a svara of hol v'hu garam lehen, that since he's mechayev someone else, other people five chatos, that means he's got to be chayev five chatos as well. Then we should say the same thing over there, that since the woman is chayev five chatos, he should be chayev five chatos as well. Ela ema hol v'gufin mechlakim. No, the way to say the reason of the chachamim that someone who's boel five nido wives, that he's chayev five chatos, is because they're five separate people. It's not because he was mechayev five karbanos. It's because they're five separate people, and he's chayev separately for each of the people that he was with. But in the case that we just had, where the woman kept on having yediyas hachet in between, and in between each time he was boler, so she's chayev five separate karbanos, but she's only one person, and because she's only one person, that's why he's only going to be chayiv once. So Yibayilahu. The Gemara raises the suffix within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, someone who's bold, the same erva, multiple times, is chayiv for each bia. So what about the following? Kotzer, a person on Shabbos does the malacha of kotzer in a shir that he'd be chayiv, the kotzer, and then again, mali yomer Rabbi Eliezer. What would Rabbi Eliezer say? So time with Rabbi Eliezer also is the reason for Rabbi Eliezer by being bovel and erva multiple times, Misha, that you chayv multiple times. Mishum tu da avid mishum tuhu da avid tartein, because he violated the avera twice. Va'am to lahachi amar chayv al kalachas vachas, and that's why he's chayv separately. Va'hachanami da avid tartein over here also is to be chayv twice. Oh Dilma. Maybe the reason that Rabbi Elazar says by the two bios that you chayv twice is because you're not able to violate both of these surim simultaneously, and that's why it's considered like two separate masim that you can be chayv twice on. And that's why Rabbi Elazar is chayv in each one. Aval katzar kagrogeres, the chazar katzar kagrogeres behelimachas. But if a person cuts a sheer grogeres and then he cuts another shear grogeres in one helim, kiven defshel alarv shtei grogeres basachas, he could have been kotzer both grogeres at the same time, so maybe ein chayv alachas, maybe that he should only be chayv once for. So my, that's the shayla. What's the din in the case of kotzer on Shabbos? So Amar Rabba, time with Rabbi Eliezer Hassam, mishum da'avad tarti. It's because he violated two averos. So hachanami over here also, when he was kotzer twice in one helim, ha'avad tarti. He violated two averos, he's chayv shtayim. Rabbi Yosef Amar, time with Rabbi Eliezer Hassam, di'efshel lo arvan. Aval efshel lo arvan, enu chayv ala achas. Then now he disagrees. He says the basis of Rabbi Eliezer is because you could not do both of those yisurim simultaneously. So memela, they're going to be considered two totally separate masses, and you're going to be chayv separately for them. But in our case of ktsira could be done simultaneously on multiple shiurim, on multiple grogros, and therefore you're only going to be chayv once if it was all done behelim echad. So asks the Gemara on the shita of Rabba. So Rabba was the first one. He said it's because da'avetarti, since you violated two averos, over here also by kotzer. So Esrei Abaye l'Rabba, Abaye challenges Rabba. Rabbi Lezer mechayv al vladei melachos b'makom avos melachos. Rabbi Lezer is mechayv, if a person does in one helim an av melacha and a tolda of that same av melacha, he's chayv shtayim. So we're medayik from the Brisa that it's dafka in an av and a tolda that he's chayv twice. Ha'av va'av bevasachas, but if he violated the same av malacha twice, he did kotzer twice, same av malacha, Pater sounds like he's not going to be chayiv twice. So how can you, Rabbah, say that when, as long as it's in multiple maisa averos, he's going to be chayiv twice, even behalim echad? You see clearly that only av vitolda Rabbi Elezer's mechayiv shtayim, but av and the same av again, he's only going to be mechayiv once. V'yam retayma de Rabbi Elezer mishum tekav tarti, am I pater? If the basis of Rabbi Elezer is because he violated the avera twice, well then why would it be pater from bringing two karbanos when he does the same av malacha twice? Says Mar Amar Bered Rabana Ana Rav Nechumi Bar Zecharia Targimna. Says both I and Rav Nechumi Bar Zecharia explain this brisa in a way that it's not going to be a kasha at all on Rabba. Hacha b'mayaskinan, this brisa that we tried to show that Reb Elazar is mechayiv twice when you violate an av and a tolda. So in what's the situation? It's talking about where he does the yisurim bebasachas, meaning bedolus hamudlus. It's a branch of a grapevine that doesn't have any grapes that are growing on it. Al gabe te'ena, that's over a fig tree that has fruits. Uktsatzan bebasachas, and he cuts them both at the same time. The te'enim is cutting la'achila, and that's an av malach of kotzer, and the grapevine he's cutting to use for firewood, and that's a tolda of kotzer. So mishum hachi mechayv Reb Elazar hold the shemos mechlakin. That's why Reb Elazar is mechayv shtei chatos on an av and a tolda, even though both were happening, both ktsitzos were happening at the same time, because the shemos of the melachos are different. One is an av, one is a tolda, ve'gufin mechlakin, but they're also two different eitzim. So the kavasah katzar v'katzar hechi mishkachsla demiftar. How can you have a case where a person violates two avos melachos of kotzer and he's going to be potter from bringing two karbanos? He's only going to have to bring one karban. So because we said we made a diuk that it's only by the av and the tolda that you chayv shtayim, but an av and an av that you'd be chayv once. Kigon shekatzar shtei grogros b'basachas. If you cut two grogros b'basachas, where there aren't two separate melachos because you're doing both of them b'basachas, and they're not gufa mechlakim because they're both on the same tree, and you don't even have shemos mechlakim because you're both violating the av melach of kotzer on both of them. Aval kotzer kotzer kegrogeres, v'chazer v'kotzer kegrogeres, chayiv. But if a person is kotzer kegrogeres, and then he goes back and is kotzer another kegrogeres, he's going to be chayiv. Like Rabba said in the sheet of Reb Lazar, that if there are two separate ma'asei aveira, even though they're done in a single ha'alem, in a single period of forgetfulness, chayiv shtayim, that you're going to be chayiv shtayim, and therefore we cannot reject Rabba based on that price. Okay, now the next mishnah where Rabbi Akiva's conversation continues with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua. Va'od shal and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua the following: Eiver amedultol bebehema mahu. What if you have a limb of an animal that is detached, mostly detached from the animal's body, but it's still partially attached? So is it considered like an eiver atolish menachai, which is metame tumas nevela, or do we still consider it to be mechuber to the animal, in which case it's tahar? So lo lo shamanu. They said, you know, we don't have a beferish tradition about how to deal with it. Aval shamanu, but we do have a similar din that eiver amedultol ba'adam shehu tahar. That on a human being, if you have a dangling limb, that it's tahar. It's not metame kemes, because by tumas adam it says kiyamus, and this person is not dead. Vekacha yumuke shchinos in Yerushalayim. The people who were mukei shchin, who had limbs that were falling off because of their shchin in Yerushalayim, they didn't want other people to be disgusted by them. So the holich lo erev Pesach yitzal rofei. They would go to the doctor on erev Pesach v'chotcho ad shemaniach bo kasara, and he would cut off the majority of the limb until it was just hanging on by a thread. So it was just barely hanging on to the body, but it wasn't completely severed from the body. V'tochva basira, and the mukashkin would then attach that limb, that dangling limb, that to a thorn or something that was attached to the ground or to a wall, and he would peg it to a wall, v'nimshach mimenu, and then he would run in the other direction, and that way the limb would come off. V'hala osa pischo, and that mukashkin would then be able to make his carbon pesach betara. V'arofe osa pischo, and the doctor would be able to make his carbon pesach betara, because neither of them touched the aver after it had detached from the person. So you see that when they touch it while it's meduldal, even though it's just barely attached, they're not going to become tamei from it. So v'ro'nanu shadvarim kal v'chomer, that by neighbor meduldal v'behemen also should not be metamei, because a person is mekabel tumei even while he's alive, and nevertheless his ever meduldal is tahar. A behema, which is not mekabel tumei b'chayeha, when we talk about a behema being tamei, it's only a nevela that's tamei, it's only a dead animal that's tamei. Live animals, when we call them tameos, it just means they're not kosher. But there's no such thing as an animal having ritual impurity while it's alive. So kal v'chomer that the ever meduldal of it is not going to be tamei. So the Gemara explains why it is a mukashchin that detaches ever meduldal is not tamei from that ever at the moment that it's poresh from him. So tzran asam, we have a mishnah maseches machshirin by the din that food is not mekabel tumah until it's hukshal lekabel tumah. Right, the Torah tells us v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal minivlasam alav tamei ulechem, that only if there's first mayim al zera and then it comes in contact with tamei with tumah is food going to become tamei. So hamochek es hakresha, someone crushes up a certain type of vegetable called a kresha, a leek probably, and liquid comes out of it, the juices come out of it, or some dew that was on it comes out, basochet, or someone squeezes out bisa'aro ubiksuso, water from his hair or from his clothing, mashkin shebetocho, the liquid that was in that kresha or that was in the person's hair or that was in the person's beged, einun b'chiyutan, it doesn't have the, it's not considered a chashva liquid, and therefore it's not going to be able to be machshir of food to be makabel tuma. Vayotzim mimenu, and the water that comes out of it, hareyu b'chiyutan, that is machshir lekabel tuma. So the mashkin shebetocho, that which is still inside the hair and the vegetable, that's not chashav, that's not b'chiyutan. But that which comes out is considered chashav enough to be machshir things to be makabel tuma. So on that mishnah, Amar Shmuel ukresha atzma hukshra, but the kresha itself is because when you were squeezing it out, it was coming into contact with the liquid that you were squeezing from it. My time of Bishas Prishas Menu Hukshra, at the time that liquid was being squeezed from it while the liquid was still inside of it, it wasn't chashuv to be makshir. But once it's out, it is chashuv. So we consider it to have been in contact with the kreisha on its way out. So says the Gemara of Hatanan, our Mishnah says that Erev Pesach halich lo etzel, we had the whole story with the limb, that apparently on its way off, we don't consider him to be in contact with the limb. So yam b'shas prishas and hukshar, if you're going to say that, this is difficult, because if you're going to say that b'shas prishas and hukshar, that you consider to be touching at the time that it's separating from, hikanamiu avir medulduv b'shas prisha me adam, nitami la adam. So by the avir medulduv as well, as it's separating from the person, we should say it's mitami the person. So answers Gemara, k'tikam Rav Yosef, b'nitazim b'kol kochan, hachanam b'nitazim b'kol kochan. When you squeeze the liquid out of your hair, out of the garment, out of the vegetable, it's slowly dripping off. So then we say it's still in contact with that vegetable. But when a person runs in the other direction to detach the limb, b'kol kocho, so you don't even have a moment where they're still attached, where they're still where they're touching after it's detached. Where was Rav Yosef's original context of talking about nitazin b'kol kochan? Aha, it was in the following context. Zavatami meisha yimahalchim v'yordalem gesham yav. Zavatami meisha, we're walking and it started raining. Aval pisha sochtin, even though the zavat or the tami meis are sochet their begadim in order that the water should get out of them. Mitzada elyon l'sada tachton, from the top part to the bottom part, tahorin. They're still tar because it's not considered a mashke, because they're going to get it's going to get reabsorbed in the bottom of the beged. She'ein mechashvin el shiyotu mikulan. It's only considered a mashke when it entirely is expelled from the beged. But yotu mikulan, if it's expelled entirely from the beged and it falls on food, hare machshir, that's machshir, the food to be mekabel tumah. But it's not actually metami the food, because while it's still on the beged of the zav or the tami meis, it was not yet a mashke to be mekabel tumah. So Rav Yosef b'nitazim b'kol kochan, and in that context, Rav Yosef says that's only if at the time that it's hufrash from the beged, it's done not little by little, but it's b'kol kochan. If it was little by little, then the liquid would have become tamei already from the beged, and that tumah would have been transferred onto the food. Now va'od shal and Rabbi Akiva. Next Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva's questions continue. Hashochet chamisha zvachim b'chutz be'elam echas. Person shechs five karbanos outside of the Beis Hamikdash in one period of forgetfulness. Mo. Chayv aklach zvachas or achas al kulan? Is he chayv separately or only one chayv, one carbon chatos? So Amar Lorim, William Rabbi Yeshua said back, lo shamanu. Again, we don't have a direct tradition, but Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, shamati, I heard the following. It's a similar din. Ba'ochel mizevach echad, a person eats, in a case where a person eats from one zevach before it had his rikas hadam, mechamisha tamchuyin behelam achas, and it was prepared in five different ways, and it was one period of forgetfulness, shulchayv al kalachas vachas mishum mi'ila, that since it's in different tafshilim, it's in different pots, it's cooking different ways, so we consider it like five different averos. V'ro'anish, advarim kal v'chomer, if tamchuyin are mechalik, to be mechayiv him on each tamchuyis kal v'chomer, that goof and therefore, if he shechts five different zvachim b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv on each and every one. Amar Rabbi Shimon lo kach shal and Rabbi Akiva. No, you got the question wrong. That wasn't what Rabbi Akiva asked. Ela ba'ochel nosar mechamisha zvachim b'halamachas. He was asking about eating nosar from five different karbanos in one period of forgetfulness. Ma'u chayiv achas al kulanu chayiv al kol achas v'achas. And Amar lo shamanu. And that's where Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shamati, I have something similar. Ba'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuyin b'halamachas. Shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas b'shumi'ila. V'rani shadvarim kal v'chomer. That if tamchuyin or mechalik to be mechayiv al kol tamchuyin v'tam. So certainly gufin or mischalkim, and if he eats five different zvachim, he's going to be chayv on each and every one, mishum nosar. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im halacha, he says, if you're going to say that you have a Kabbalah from your own rebbeim, that someone who eats nosar from five different zvachim is chayv separately, nekabel, I would accept that. But im ledin, if it's just based on your kal v'chomer, yesh tshuva, I could be docha the kal v'chomer. So Amar lo, hashev, so Rabbi Shua says, let's hear it, what's your dechia? So Amar v'lo, these things aren't... below, these things aren't comparable to each other. We make the machil, person who gives food of hegdish to somebody else, is also in violation of mi'ila, like the person who ate it. The person who's mahana someone else with kachim is also in violation of mi'ila, like the person who's nana. Seref is a meal des man meruba, and not only that, if a person is a mo'el b'chatzi pruta today, and another chatzi pruta in a year from now, it's mitzdarif to each other for an asham mi'ilos. So it could be that's why the Torah was so machmir to be chayiv al kol tamchoi v'tamchoi. So tamar b'noser shein v'achz me'elu, but noser doesn't have any of those chumras, so maybe by noser we're going to be more me'ekel. So my kashal le'el Rabbi Shimon, what was Rabbi Shimon's question on the Tanakama that he said that we misunderstood the original shaila? It wasn't about shchutei chutz. It had to be about noser. So achi kakashalei, ma raya l'shochit me'ochel. How can you bring a raya from shochit five zvachim b'chutz from a case of ochel of someone who eats a carbon that the dam was not nizrak? Ma la ochel shekeinena, an ochel gets hanah from his achila, and that's why we mechayev him on each tamchei. Elakach shalan ha ochel noser mechamish zvachim b'alamachas. So Rabbi Kiva shaila must not have been about shochit; it must have been about ochel. Ma ochayev b'kalach zvachas o achas al kulan. So malo lo shemanu. Am Rabbi Shor shemati b'ochel mizav. So if it's a zevach echad which is not guf and muchlakin, you're chayv separately for them mishum tamchuyin muchlakin, because they're separate pots that they're made in. So chamisha zvachim to guf and muchlakin. If you have five karbonos mamish that are five that you eat from five separate things, lo kol shkein, that you're going to be chayv on each and every zevach. So that was that's the way we'll skip the parentheses. That's the way to read the Mishnah. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Okay.